to continue to keep the same job to, you know.
Playing against Darren Williams all this time, what do you think Grant's key was to shut him down tonight?
Let me guard him for most of the game. Obviously.
Obviously.
Grant hold you back him look good.
No, I mean, I think, to be honest, I was guarding him for most of the game, and he's the type of player that you hope he misses because he's such a good player. And at the end of the game, Grant got on and really put a lot of pressure on him on that last jumper. And, you know, he's one of the greats in the league. And, you know, you got to do the best you can, but, you know, sometimes you just hope guys like that miss.
You guys got down with like 8 or something in the fourth and you came back strong.
Yeah, we weren't very good tonight in large patches. We getting out rebounded. It seemed like we lacked a little heart at times. We weren't competitive, and some nights it's tough. And that's why it was a great win. You know, I know for one, I just felt like I didn't have it tonight and was struggling, getting any sort of, didn't feel good. And, you know, guys hung in there and we found a way to get a win. So those ones feel really good.
Down the stretch, you were able to control the ball. You had some early turnovers, but late you guys managed to.
Yeah, we had a lot of turnovers in the first half, like 14, which is way too many. The second half, we did a much better job, so it was important. And just proud that we found a way to win. A lot of guys stepped up. MP made some big plays, got some rebounds, some blocks, some threes. You know, so a few different guys stepped up and did jobs. You know, Grant got that stop. And some of the, you know, Channing and Marsh got some rebounds, so I think everyone did a good job tonight.
Despite the hiccup against the Kings, you seem to be turning the corner. You got a rebound,
too. Well, I don't know. It's been such a big turnaround, and we feel so much more confident with our defense now that it's almost alarming. You know, we got to that place last year, but this year we had so much trouble at times, you know, and you never know if we're going to get back there. And we found a nice feeling defensively where we feel like we can win and get stops to win games. So, but we're the type of team that the minute we think we've arrived, we're going to get, you know, socked in the mouth. So we got to come out every day like we got everything to prove and try to be the underdog and play hard every night and earn it.
Statistically, you guys are one of the top defensive teams in the league over the last 15 or so games. Does it feel like you're playing on an elite defensive team?
You know, I don't know, like, tangibly what that is, but we do feel confident defensively now. You know, we feel, you know, like the other night against Sacramento in the fourth quarter, they were, you know, we just didn't stop them, and it felt funny. You know, it felt like, what's going on? You know, we usually stop people. That's the way we've played the last 3 weeks or so. But so that's a great sign. At the same time, you know, like I said, we're the type of team that's got to go out there and feel like we have to prove ourselves every night and earn it, or else, you know, we take one, you know, little bit off the gas and we get pretty mediocre or poor fast. So we got to have all our, you know, motivation and inspiration every single night if we're going to continue to play defense the way we are, and that's necessary for us to get in the playoffs.
Is there any truth to that 3-hour practice actually changing momentum a little bit in that way? As far as
I don't remember.
It was like December.
So no.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess nothing. It was like December 30th. He practiced you guys for like 3 hours.
Okay. After that, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. I think Alvin does a great job, you know, and the coaches in general have done a great job. Last year, they did a great job. And I think this year we had an imbalanced roster for a big part of the year, and then, you know, we had new guys. So it's been tough, but it seems like we found a groove. And I think in this league, you got to have big guys to be good defensively. Now we have two big guys. So, you know, Robin and Marsh give us good size, which allows us to be better defensively.
Can you play 48 minutes?
No. But, you know, the guys, you know, maybe I need to play better, and we need to play better for the 35 minutes. So it's, you know, not 3 points going into the fourth, but maybe more. And so I'm trying to look at ourselves and just try to fight and do whatever we can to take some pressure off the second unit and some of those stints. You know, it's, you know, you can't always say, hey, come on, guys, you know, you guys take the pressure off. Well, maybe we got to take the pressure off them and not keep putting them in positions where they're in a 3 or 6 point game going into the fourth, you know. So try to look inward.
If Michael starts hitting shots like that, is he really giving you the best of both worlds?
Yeah, I mean, he's great when he makes shots, obviously, but what I love is him blocking shots, grabbing big rebounds. You know, tonight he's so active. You know, you see this athleticism you don't see every night, and it's pretty impressive. So, you know, he really was huge for us tonight.
Do you think what happened the other night had to do
helped to dig in the fourth quarter tonight a little bit more defensively?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly shouldn't lack motivation. You know, we had a rough game last time out, and we had a pretty rough start in first half tonight and found a way to stick around. So, you know, the motivation to actually kind of steal one tonight, because we didn't really play great, it seems it should have been high, and I think it was.
Did GP talk a lot of smack to you over the years?
You know, he was always good to me. I remember in maybe my junior year in college, he invited me to work out in his backyard in Oakland, and it was pretty cool. So it's amazing to know where I was then, and to pass him is like beyond my wildest dreams. And, you know, I love the guy.
Especially when Zeke is next on the list.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, two guys that I obviously looked up to a lot, so. Weird.
It take a little extra focus. We got one more game before the big break.
Is it does. These are tough games. You know, we, you know, it's like a kid on Christmas Eve. You know, I know that sounds very unprofessional, but you play so many games. You know, when it's a break is looming like that, you can't help but be a little bit excited in your plans. And it's such a short little break that it's like, got to get out and enjoy it and get back. So I think sometimes you have to really guard from, you know, getting that Christmas Eve fever and, you know, coming out a little flat or jittery. And so we got to just stay focused and stay calm, play a good game.
Maybe get a Christmas present, like a skills competition. Maybe you can do that.
Yeah.
It's like Colts.
Luckily, I don't believe in Santa Claus anymore.